apparently were backing away. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. How often does this happen, that the U.S. jumps into a battle, then we back away before it's finished?
Responsibility for leading and conducting this mission, now called Operation Unified Protector, has shifted to an integrated NATO command.
Defense Secretary Gates announcing we are no longer running the no-fly zone in Libya and that we are not going to send weapons to the rebels.
Providing them with more sophisticated weapons might enable them to be more successful, but I think that, frankly, is not the primary need right now.
And we are still not targeting Muammar Gaddafi.
In my view, the removal of Colonel Gaddafi will likely be achieved over time through political and economic measures and by his own people.
And so that's about it. Except for this.
The New York Times reporting that the CIA is now in Libya aiding rebel forces.
Yes, but the New York Times is behind a paywall now, so no one's going to read that story. So to summarize, we're taking our planes out now.
Except for the drones.
We're not going to be putting boots on the ground.
The CIA guys are wearing very soft slippers.
We're not going to be supplying weapons to the rebels.
But you know how porous borders can be.
And we are definitely not going to be training them to use the weapons that we're not supplying.
But you may notice that their aim gets a whole lot better.
Bottom line, this is about protecting civilians, not regime change. And we are not targeting Muammar Gaddafi.
But you never know when his electric toothbrush might accidentally explode.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.